Now I count us in. Goose Rabah.
Goose Rabah.
Adam Sandler. In 5, 4, 3. Hey guys, how's it going? Nick Campbell here, and with me as always is
David Steele,
and we are
Rhythm and Wit. Yes, this is a podcast where we discuss and explore the creative and artistic expressions of artists and performers in Oklahoma City and beyond the Oklahoma City Metro.
Oh man, man, that sounds good. That's, oh, I love that. I love the intro. Love to see you, Dave. I love all of this. Today we have a really fun show. What are we talking about?
We're back today with a solo or duo, just the two of us, no guests this week, but this is a special episode. We talked about it last month, but this episode we're calling the State of the Mic. Periodic update of what's going on with the open mics in Oklahoma City and Norman. I've got one in Norman. I've got, you know, El Reno. So we'll talk about, you know, some opportunities for people that are looking for mics. I think this is obviously there's a great resource for stand-up comedians that we'll get into called standupmics.com, run by Leo Mendes. And he does a great job keeping up with that.
That's right.
There's not so much for music. I mean, there's not a good resource. So I kind of compiled a bunch of them that I found, and we'll go through those and talk about those opportunities for y'all if you're looking for open mics.
That's right. Also, we have very exciting news that we are not going to reveal until the end of the podcast. So
wait. You
could listen to us or skip it. But I'm going to let you know right now, it's going to be super fun.
But either way, we still get the click.
That's right. That's right. Just click that bitch.
Just hit the like button and subscribe.
That's right. Please. please, God. But yeah, we got some exciting news for at the end that we're going to reveal to let y'all know about. So be sure to stick around and listen. And starting us off right at the beginning. So we want to kind of talk about open mics as far as how they are important, what they do for us, right?
Yeah.
So as the role of open mics for developing performers, how does it help build your craft? Now, Dave, you've only done how many mics do you do?
I don't do a lot of open mics. We were talking about this a little bit, but like I've only ever really done maybe 2 or 3 times because it's like I'm not a songwriter or a comedian or whatever. So it's like, I love open mics, so I've gone to many of them. I used to go weekly, you know, for a long time, and I like it. For me, anyways, I mean, on my side of it, obviously, I think there are a lot of obvious benefits to it. I mean, stand-up comics have to do mics, I think, to get better in a way. It's like that's how you practice. And for music, obviously, you can sit in your room and practice and, you know, get really good just by yourself without an audience, but comedians definitely need an audience, so that's the importance there. But I find a lot of value in mics because I like meeting new artists and like discovering new artists.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it's important. And if you're interested in just in that and that, you know, maybe just attending them, that's a big part. I think a lot of the downfall, or a lot of times I know with stand-up mics are like, it's a lot of times a room full of comedians and not necessarily a real audience. So it'd be nice to have more people come out just to watch.
Yeah. Well, there's also stuff you can do in that room to get something out of it. Now, I think not every mic is made equal, you know, you're limited by the people who show up, and you're limited by your location. But the idea is that you get a chance to talk freely on a mic to kind of get for comedians, it's like, well, let me fuck up in front of these people.
Yeah.
That way, you know, you save your good stuff for whenever you go on showcases, but you build it kind of.
Yeah, you got to try,
put it together on
at
open mics.
What the reaction is at all. I mean,
yeah, that's true. So that's what I do is whenever we have just comedians in the room, I have like new jokes that nobody's heard yet that I have in my back pocket. So I can get, because from them you want to get an authentic reaction, and you can do that with something that's brand new.
Yeah,
it's because nobody's heard it. Now, if I do a joke, if I'm in the room, and there's an audience and comedians, I'll do a test joke, jokes I know that work.
Back and forth, yeah.
Yeah. I'll do jokes I know that work. So I'll do one up top to kind of give me a gauge of how the room is. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I'll gauge it, the comedians, how receptive they are. Mm-hmm. And then I'll throw a new one in to kind of see where they are. And then I'll kind of just either riff or go off of that, depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're not paying attention, I'll riff. If they are paying attention, like the audience, then I'll just go into some jokes that I want to see how well they're going to do, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. So yeah, I think it's interesting to think about. Cause,
is it the same with musicians? You guys kind of...
That's what I was just thinking about was, like, for comics, it's like you're very active, or you should be, when you're performing on open mic, because you have to... It's the same thing when you're performing any stand-up, right? It's like you have to be very fluid and go with the flow and go with what's happening. Because, like, I think that's interesting to hear is that, you know, it's like you can, if nobody's paying attention in the room, you have to get their attention, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, and you do that, you're getting better and better at that, I can tell. But, I mean, people, we've obviously always shout out the great Will Davis is, like, one of the best at, like, taking control of any room he steps into as far as being a performer or just any... So, yeah.
Brandon Kilo, too. Yeah, Brandon Kilo, he will get them every time.
There's definitely a few guys out there and gals that can do that that are, but it's hard. And I think but that goes into it. It's like when you get into a mic, it's like that's where you practice that. You know, it's like, because I saw you do it at one of the mics, one of the newer mics when we went to Twisters. And then you were kind of like playing with the audience a little bit because there was a lot of the people from the dance class that came in to watch and stuff like that. So it's like you kind of had to get them involved, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit. And you were the only one that really did that the whole night. So it's like cool to see.
Yeah. Well, if somebody else did it then too, because what it does is basically, it's something I learned hosting. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you also introduce them to mm-hmm. the other comics.
Yeah.
Like there's a barrier that's broken mm-hmm. once you open that up. Even if I failed.
Right. Yeah.
Then and the next comic has a little bit easier mm-hmm. time getting them in.
Cause I've definitely seen you do that. Obviously I put a cork in it all the time, but you know, that's where you definitely are always playing with the audience there. And then, and it usually works out pretty well there, but at that mic, it's like, I don't know that they're so receptive, but they maybe have never seen a comedy show before.
Right.
So.
Right. Or an open mic.
Yeah.
An open
mic's
a thing all by itself. Yeah.
So it's like definitely, probably a little jarring to them.
If you don't know what's going on and you just walk into a room where somebody's speaking on it, it's a very church vibe.
Right.
You're just like, I'm going to sit here and be quiet and watch real quick. But as soon as you break them loose, you're like, no, we're here having fun.
I think that's important. Yeah. I think that's the best thing because it's like, I don't know. It's cool though. I think that's, there's lots of.
So what do you look for as a performer whenever you're in there and you're, you're trying to figure out, because you want to know if your song is good.
Yeah, I think that's,
you
want to
see
that's
how
what
this
I was
reset,
thinking,
received.
Like the difference, right? I think that for a comic, you're trying new stuff, you're kind of making decisions on the fly, right? And as whereas music, I mean, I've seen, obviously, one of my best friends, Josh Bartrug, mm-hmm. I've seen him perform at a ton of open mics, and it's like he usually will go up with brand new songs a lot of the times, and it's like I don't know that he's necessarily looking for reactions like comics do. I mean, he just wants to play and play new stuff for people, and I think that sometimes you definitely get a feel for how good a song is, you know, based on the reaction. But I don't know, people are always they're way more like easier on musicians. Like everyone's gonna applaud even if it's not that great, or what, you know, it doesn't matter. It could be the same reaction for a really great song or a decent song, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to use it in that, but I don't know, I think that there's a lot of value for musicians in just practicing being on a stage and performing live, because it is very different than practicing in your room. And it's like there's so many more things that you have to contend with that you don't think about at all when you're practicing by yourself or with a rehearsal with the band or whatever.
Yeah, 100%. Well, when we would go on stage after we would practice, I mean, we would practice a lot, three times a week at 2 to 3 hours a time.
Well, we were very young and had
no responsibilities, barely jobs. but we had that. Luckily, we had that benefit, you know, and we practiced a lot. But when we would step on stage, my face would get hot. You know how your ears get hot, and then that little bit of pressure. teacher mm-hmm. would see where you, it would yeah. make you find where you're really messing up, right. like where you're weak. Mm-hmm. Because not, in your room, you can tell yourself, oh, it's not a big yeah. deal. But when you, when you're flubbing the same part mm-hmm. on stage, when people watching, you go, oh, that is very evident mm-hmm. that that's a flub. Let me go ahead and practice this a little more at the house.
Yeah, that's something I've always thought too, is like, yeah, being in, on a stage and practicing or performing something you've practiced, is you're definitely going to know how good you at it you really are yeah. after that performance. Because yeah. I think a lot of it, yeah, there is so much, the lights are on you, everyone's watching you, you know what I mean? Like you seem, you definitely start to feel very self-conscious. And then it's like, if you know the song, if you don't know the song as well as you think you do, it's, you know, you're kind of muscle memory and that kind of stuff is gonna kick in, and you're gonna play it right or you're gonna mess up. Mm-hmm. So
you're gonna fall to your practice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's gonna
right.
happen. Yeah, because that used to happen with us. Like mm-hmm. I would sit up there and then I would figure, oh man, and then I would mess it up and I'd be like, okay, well, we got to take this back. And we would go yeah. back and we would take that piece and practice yeah, it over and over again.
That's something yeah. that I always liked about when we started recording our performances. Mm-hmm. I think it was very important. I think that it's important for all performers, whether it's comedy or music, is like recording yourself, not so much even to share with anyone, but just to review mm-hmm. and see and really kind of take yourself and put yourself in the audience perspective. Because a lot of times too, whenever you see, at least I can speak for music, it's like whenever you watch yourself back, you're like, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Right. You know? Yeah, it is.
So it's kind of nice and a little bit more reassuring that you don't suck as bad as you think you do.
Yeah. Well, and what I like to do too, a little tip on listening back to your mm-hmm. recordings, is try to listen back. I do a lot of auditory. Yeah. I'm like auditory learner, but and visual. But the thing you can do is listen to it while you're doing something, washing yeah. dishes,
yeah.
you know, whatever you're doing in the yard, you know, going to work mm-hmm. or whatever, whenever time do you normally do, just take that 5-10 minutes, mm-hmm. listen to it. And if you listen to it passively, mm-hmm. I've found that I find things to fix easier
yeah.
because I'm not so up my own butt about it.
Yeah. You're not like, yeah, focusing on, it's like, okay, I gotta sit down and watch this and that's mm-hmm. all you're doing. I think that's kind of would put me at like, oh, I don't want to do that. So you put it off and yeah. you don't get it. I like that. And the similar thing, like I'll watch back a lot of the podcasts doing the same thing. Like I'll put them on and like, and watch them like I do most of my podcasts is mm-hmm. like while I'm, you know, like I said, doing the dishes or whatever, or editing photos and stuff, just to put myself in the position of like, oh, that's not me. I'm actually just listening to a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you kind of really put yourself in the audience's chair and you see what you might want to change or adjust here and there.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is I'll listen to ours and I'll yeah. find myself wanting to talk in the middle of it.
you're like, wait, I got this point.
I was like, oh, I should have brought this up. Yeah. That was a good idea. But no, I've been listening to more podcasts while working, yeah. like local podcasts. Mm-hmm. That's like my favorite thing to do now. And like I said, listening to your set or whatever mm-hmm. in a passive
yeah.
way.
Yeah. There's a lot of value.
Yeah. There's a lot of value. And yeah, like another tip, I play, RPGs.
Yeah.
And then ones that we have to like read it. And then I'll just sit there and listen to my stuff and play an RPG because it mm-hmm. takes so long to do anything, you know,
yeah.
RPG. So anyways, for your nerds out there, that's how you win. Yeah. So that's good. Let's see. I did want to talk about this and we kind of touched on it a little bit, but the nervousness,
mm-hmm.
like, do you get, I don't get as nervous at open mics now. I think obviously it's the more you do it, the less nervous you get. But as far as nervousness playing at an open mic, do you get that anymore?
No, I don't. I mean, that was the same thing. I mean, I haven't done as many open mics, but I've played a lot of shows, like real shows and performances with full bands, which, I mean, at this point, it's like, I don't know. It's
you
just,
don't get nervous
you
anymore.
Just do it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it goes a little bit to my confidence with my skill level. I mean, I've been playing bass for 20 years. So, I mean, versus like a lot of, I don't know very many comics that have been doing it for 20 years that, you know, I'm sure once you get to that point, it's not, you don't get nerves at all. So I think that there is a lot of value to just, you know, longevity. It's like you just get up and do your thing and you don't really think about as much. I mean, yeah, the nerve, I don't know. I haven't been nervous at a show since like, Probably like 2012, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Dude, what do you think about this though? I have been having this where I miss being nervous.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh man, I wish I kind of had some jitters here, you know?
See, I don't know. I don't miss it because I get nervous like most of my life other than performing. So
it's a safe place. Yeah.
It's kind of how I am a lot of the time. So, I mean, especially whenever it comes to just like interacting with people and, or, you know, I get a lot of nervous. I get more nerves like going to a show than I do if I was playing it.
Really?
Sometimes. Just, that's, like I said, yeah. I have a lot of anxiety and stuff like that. So
if it has a purpose though, it's like, I'm supposed to be here.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I'm definitely been working through a lot of that. I mean, I would say 2 years ago was definitely, I was like that. Now it's like, I go to shows almost every day and it's like, okay, I've kind of at this point, like it's just a part of my life that I, it's my job a lot of times now.
Yeah. So something I did want to touch on was the differences between a showcase, doing an open mic, and what you can get as far as experience. Now, for comedians, for us, a showcase is the ultimate. If you can get on a show, I think that's where you can grow faster.
Yeah.
I think each, as you know, and if any of the nerds want to follow me, I think you get different experience at different levels of mic, right? Yeah. So you go open mic, that's like 10%, depending on the quality of listeners. So if you got comedians, you know, like I said, you kind of got to shift gears to what you want to work on based on the environment. But for the most part, a showcase gives you more experience, but open mic is where you can really try things, right?
Yeah, it's like the first, you know, starting level or video game, like you said, the tutorial, like you're getting in and learning kind of what it's like and what to do. I mean, even if you are a seasoned a performer, it's like you go back to the beginning every time you write a new joke. You have to start kind of from scratch and kind of see how it works. So
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I mean, as far as like showcases, though, I mean, that is the next level, right? Like now you got to put all the stuff that you practiced and put it together and try to make it for a real audience. It's like, hopefully all real people that aren't performers or comedians that are really there to watch a show, and you don't want to fuck up. You don't want to, you know, flub a joke or try something new that you don't even know works, because then you're going to look like an asshole or an idiot, you know?
Or sometimes that's the problem, is like, sometimes it works and you're like, that's a good drug, you know? But one of the biggest details that I think is the reason why showcases are better than open mic is that showcase, that person has to pay for a ticket.
Yeah.
They have to set aside invested. Time. Typically it's a date, or you're there with somebody. So you're investing time in your night. You could have done anything else. And so when someone is invested, they want it to go well as well. Whenever people are coming off the street doing open mic, it's almost like a passive, like, all right, well, I can drink, and if this is happening, that's cool. So there's different muscles you can work in those situations. But when you have someone's full attention, personally, I try to do my jokes, you know, build them a little better.
You want to do the things that you know are funny and that work and people like.
Yeah, and record every time. Yeah. Vocally or video, you know.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a ton of value in that. And so I think it's one of the reasons why I think it's, for me, I love it just to even watch back. I mean, even if you record stuff and you don't want, I mean, you can watch back years later just to see how far you've come.
Yeah. Well, you can do those videos too. I mean, you don't need the audio. Yeah. You just need you doing a mic. Mm-hmm. And so you can cut together kind of promos for yourself or things.
Yeah, to use for social media.
And start practicing that muscle.
Mm-hmm. We are now taking donations to help support Rhythm and Wit. It's called buymeacoffee.com/rhythmandwit. And that is where you can go and just donate any number, any amount. I think that what they do is, it's called Buy Me a Coffee. You can buy us one cup of coffee, costs $5, so you can just donate $5, and that will maybe buy me, one of us a coffee.
Yeah, so we'll sip on it together.
We'll split it. So you can do that, or you can buy us 10 cups of coffee if you wanted to. So, I mean, that's like a $50 donation, and then that's all goes there. You can leave us a message on there, and if you do leave us a message, we will certainly read it on the air, and thank you for your support. And any of the money that we take from Buy Me a Coffee or any donations at all, we are going to use to put back in the show, whether it's buying new equipment, maybe some mics or cameras or lights or anything like that, or maybe even promoting and just trying to grow the audience, because that's something that I'd like to get into, is, you know, buying some ads and things like that to try to grow our audience in that way.
Absolutely.
And of course that costs money, so we would love it if you could support us. If you have the means, please go to buymeacoffee.com/rhythmandwit. Rhythm and wit.
All right, so what, let's go over the mics, the different mics that are out there, kind of the attitude at each one. We have a lot of different mics now. We have a lot of supportive people. It seems like the community has come up and really, like, we're all helping each other kind of get these things going. So you want to start? I've got the comedy mics.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
And you've got the music mics, music poetry.
I can kind of go through. Let's see.
We'll start day by day. Okay.
All right. So that, Mondays, I got two on Mondays.
You got
so
two?
You start us off with the Monday. Oh, because this is a brand new mic. Mm-hmm. We both got to go a couple weeks ago. I wanted to go just to see what it's like. But take it away.
So on Monday, we have a new mic and we have a new club that's opening up. It's Twisters Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. That's Aaron White. He's actually spearheading this. It's his baby, and he's doing it for us.
If you're interested, we did a whole podcast with Aaron. I'm sure a lot of people have already seen it if they're interested back then, but it's up on the channel, and then he talks all about his grand vision for a Twister.
Right. And now, honestly, we'd like to have him back just to kind of go over where he's at with it.
Update. Yeah. That'd be cool.
But they do that. So at Twisters, it's a Monday mic. It's ran by Justin Russell. Mm-hmm. But he also, we share it. So he'll pick somebody to go up and be the host that week. It's very open, very receptive. Mm-hmm. They have, the best thing about Twisters is they have a comedy side and they also have dance.
Yeah.
So after the dance lets out, those people usually come in and kind of see what's going on at the open mic. So you have an audience. Sometimes it might be two or three people. Sometimes it's five or six. Plus the comedians that are there, it feels like a good room. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like about it. The sign up is at 7:40, usually 20 comics. You get about 4 minutes per set, depending on how many people get there. And it starts at 8. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's up there at Chisholm Creek Event Center right now, which is the future location of Twisters. And that is in 13801 Northwestern in Edmond, Oklahoma. So be sure to check that out. Now, all these comedy mics can be found on standupmics.com.
Standupmics.com. But they have an Instagram account just for that. But also, you can follow Mendes Comedy on Instagram.
That's right.
He's the one that does all this work to keep it up. So,
And it's not just OKC. It's actually OKC,
he does Tulsa,
Tulsa, Stillwater, Lawton. Lawton has a few mics in there. And he has comedy resources. So you can go on standupmics.com and find how to do comedy.
Yeah.
So it has resources.
He's got some,
really good ones. I've used them all. Mm-hmm. And then he has comedy festivals on there that are typically every year that you can look at and see if you want to join up on.
Yeah, I didn't even really, I mean, I've seen that. I've never dived into that page, but I saw the comedian resources. But that's really cool that he has, like, I imagine he has links to, like, the applications for all the festivals on there, which is super important, because that's, like, most people, I mean, it would take you all day to go through and find all that information yourself if you wanted to apply, but you can just go there.
This is a great resource. We give this out to anybody we see that's new. Mm-hmm. We hand out stand-up mics and we let them know about it. And then Leo's been doing this for, I want to say almost 3 years now.
Yeah, at least a couple of years since I've known him anyway.
It is a huge resource. So, we got Monday mics at Twisters. That one's a good one.
Yeah, let's go. We got another one on Monday for comedy, but I'll jump to one of the music ones right now. We've got JJ's Alley they've got a couple of music mics, but the first one of the week is on Mondays. It's at 6:30 is when it starts. It's on the downstairs stage, so it's the one right by the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to go actually with Josh Bartrug. Just to check it out, because I've been to the open comedy open mic there, but never the music one. So I wanted to see what it was like. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not like, I think at least the Monday one when I was there, it's like Monday night. So it's kind of a weird, I mean, you know, not a lot of more people are going to be there on a Monday. So it wasn't like a huge crowd, but there were some regulars at the bar hanging out. So there's some people listening. And they're all, you know, receptive to the music. And but it was cool because, like, there's not a lot of performers that sign up either. And they do it, like, for, like, 3 hours or something. Oh, I'm pretty really? Sure the whole evening. Or it's a long open mic for... So, but the thing was, like, Josh got to do, like 30 minutes or something.
Oh,
like,
nice.
I mean, if there's nobody else, yeah. It's like you just sign up and you get there. Sign up, and then, yeah, if there's not a lot of people ahead of you, he'll give you more time to do kind of like 3 or 4 songs. So, I don't know, it may not have been a full 30 minutes, maybe like 20 minutes or something, but he did like maybe 4 or 5 songs. So,
what all do you need to bring? Is it just sign up, guitar? I mean, do they have PA?
Yeah, they've got a PA and a mic and stuff. So, yeah, it's mostly acoustic. I mean, JJ's for the music side is usually. That's really what they focus on. They don't really ever have any full electric or full bands really at all. So it's kind of mostly acoustic. I'm pretty sure if you bring an electric guitar, that's because I think there was an artist that I met there named Lucius Coldstone. I just want to shout
him out.
Damn,
that's a badass name.
He was really good too. He was kind of a soul vibe, like very cool. I'm interested to see him more. I'm pretty sure he goes to the Factory Obscura one. A lot too, so but yeah, so check it out, JJ's Alley. Do you have the address for that?
It's on here, yeah. 212 East Sheridan Avenue,
yeah, right there by the in Bricktown. Mm-hmm. So yeah, JJ's, we'll come back to JJ's a couple more times.
Yeah, JJ's does a lot for the community, so we really appreciate
that. But there's another open mic on Monday.
Yeah, open mic, comedy mic. This is the Mayhem at the Tonk. Yeah. This is every Monday night, all right? The sign-up is at 9:30. It's a little bit later, Mike, mm-hmm. So, you know, not a lot of people, but more comics than people, but there's still people to show
it's
up.
Like, I think it's cool because mm-hmm. it's later. Like, you can do Twisters and the Tonk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's why mm-hmm. they do that, is to stagger them and not step on each other, because... You know, it doesn't help anyone if you have to make a choice.
Yeah, but it's nice to be able to go from one to the next, mm-hmm. and then you got 2 mics that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's how music works. Typically, I see the musicians, they usually go out to one, but the music lasts longer, it feels like. Those mics are a little bit longer.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if there are, I think you can technically probably hit 2 of the same music mics, but yeah.
So that one starts at 9:30, sign up. And then something that you get about 5 minutes, which is really mm-hmm. good. And then again, it's like your music one, where if there's not a lot of people, you get more time, nice. Which is nice. So it's always better to be overprepared. Mm-hmm. And then it's at Honky Tonk Bar 405, 2600 South Meridian. I think it's on the way to the airport too. So you get some people from the airport. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of nice. The contacts there, that's going to be Adrian Corrin as well as Brandon Kilo. Yes. Brandon Kilo has been putting on mics in this city for a long time, and he really cares, man. He really does. So be sure to go out there, check out with these guys, and something you can do whenever you do go to a mic, introduce yourself if you don't know mm-hmm. anybody, and then sign up and just get ready to go. You know?
So yeah, do mm-hmm. Mayhem at the Tonk every Monday. So that's it for Monday, right?
Yep, that's it on my side.
Jump to Tuesday. Let me just look and see what I got for Tuesday. I'll jump to this Tuesday, Mike, for music. And most of these music ones, I mean, I'm pretty sure they allow comedy? I mean, it's because it's like, why not? I mean, I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure that they all do, but
you can call ahead.
Yeah, yeah, definitely check if you want to try some of these. But yeah, I mean, because the thing is, like, they definitely have a mic set up. So yeah. That's all you need for comedy. So anyways, Tuesday night at Vice's Bar and Venue in El Reno, they have an open mic. It might be a fairly new one, but anyways, it is currently going. All these I checked and made sure that they were current. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday at 8, it's 8 to 11. So it's literally all night Tuesdays at Vice's. That's 1701 East Highway 66 in El Reno. That's a great venue. We played there once with Stolen Cable a few years ago, and they've got a really beautiful outdoor stage.
Nice.
Which obviously it's not, they don't do so much there out there in the winter, but they do have an indoor stage too. So depending on the time of year, it could be a nice outdoor stage or indoors, but really cool little bar out there. And this is interesting that I found about this, Mike, is on the last Tuesday of the month, it's every Tuesday night, but on the last Tuesday of the month, they do a giveaway for a $100 Guitar Center gift card.
Oh my God.
I don't know exactly. I think they
write
just
that down.
They just choose one of the performers, I think, and just, I don't know if there's like some kind of voting or whatever, but yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah, it's like kind of some of the incentives. And there's another one, too, that another mic on Thursdays that we'll talk about in a minute that also do a similar thing. But it's interesting to see that because it's like, yeah, some of these mics are getting creative to get people incentivized to come out. Mm-hmm. So I like that a lot.
That's a good idea. I love that. And I love Guitar Center money.
Yeah. So. Because, yeah, you can definitely, even if you're a comic, you could use that for some gear or some sort.
Yeah, or make a change.
Like, try a new hobby.
Yeah. you guys got any tambourines in here?
So, yeah, a couple of, that's it for the music mic on Tuesday, but I know there's some very good Tuesday comedy mics.
Yeah. Just to say, we did lose a mic this past Tuesday. We lost Matt Rainey's new shit mic or new stuff.
It's the Improv, yeah. Which we're announcement. Well, we're going to have Matt Rainey on the podcast later this month, and we'll definitely talk a lot more about that with him.
Putting together open mics, how people are, how the accountability is and responsibility. And there's nobody better who he's been doing it for so many years.
Yeah.
So,
RIP to one of the best.
It's new. but I do want to say, I heard through the grapevine that they might be bringing it back.
Yeah,
so,
sure. That's a good place to have it. So hopefully somebody will pick up the torch there.
But, I hope so. Yeah.
So anyways.
Now for the ones that are alive. The Tuesday mic, this one, pretty standard. Yeah. This is the Bricktown Comedy Club mic. In order to get on this one, all you have to do is go online, Bricktown Comedy, and you sign up. Once you sign up, then they put you, randomly draw you throughout the month, and then you go check. They'll send you an email. Also, what you can do is, if you didn't get a chance to do that, or you just want to go up and try, you can sign up for the Lucky Bucket once you're there, and they have a few, like three or four spots, depending on people show up too. More spots show up, the worse the weather is, just for your information. Usually when I go, because people will stop, won't go.
You have a better chance.
Of getting on Lucky Bucket, and then they pull that randomly at the end. I really love this mic. I mean, this is where you're going to get the best feel for your jokes.
I think that's like one of the best, I mean, probably one of the, or the best stage for comedy in the city, or at least in Oklahoma City for sure, that and to get a real club feel, that to really feel like, and I think it's so cool. We've talked about this, I think the last time we did this podcast for the mics, was like getting on that stage, and it's like, that's the same stage that so many great comedians perform on.
That's
right. So you get to kind of really feel like what it's like to be in those shoes.
I've seen Dave Attell, Dan Soder, I've seen Jason Mewes. I mean, all my favorites.
They got
Steve-O right now. Yeah. Now that does happen whenever somebody comes in and they want to do a show. These mics don't happen because, you know, Steve-O's here yesterday and today. But if you can't make it to Bricktown, that sign up lineup is it starts at 6, mm-hmm. show starts at 7. It's at 409 East California Avenue, downtown OKC. But if you can't make it to that one, or if they end up not having one, then there's another mic mm-hmm. directly after in Norman.
Yes, and that's similar to, well, go ahead.
Yeah, Othello's. Open mic comedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what were you saying?
Yeah, it was similar to the Monday nights. Like, this is a late mic, too, so you can potentially do Bricktown and mm-hmm. Othello's.
That's the idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what was great about Rainey's old mic yeah, is that it was like, if you didn't get on at Bricktown, you can go do improv.
Jump over there.
From improv, you can go to Othello's. Yeah. And if you did get on at Bricktown, a lot of times you can go get three if you get on early enough.
Yeah, if you can time it out perfectly, it is possible.
The more stage time, the better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's good. That is so the Othello's open mic, that sign up is at 9. You can usually call ahead and have somebody throw you in the bucket. Mm-hmm. And then show starts at 10. You usually get about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's at 434 Buchanan Avenue, Norman, OK. That is ran by Adrian Corwin. And that's been going on for
I was going to say, that's like probably, I'm pretty sure it's the longest running open mic in the state, probably.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. The second is only JJ's. So JJ's Alley would be, I think, mm-hmm. the next one down.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But Othello's is a good one and a staple. So be sure to check that out.
Definitely a lot of
The best part about that is they have kids that come from the college that do schoolwork there. So it'd be like, hey, go watch an open mic, you know, mm-hmm. performance majors or whatever, or go do an open mic, and then mm-hmm. all their people will come. So you usually end up with a good audience. Sometimes during the summer, it's a little lax. But again, you work it with what you got.
There's always like you were saying, there's always an opportunity no matter what kind of crowd it is.
Mm-hmm. This coffee is working.
I think that's it for Tuesdays.
Yes sir.
Now we move on to the Wednesdays. Let's see, we've got a couple comedy ones. Let me just jump to my music. Oh, I do have one. Well, I'll shout this one out. This one is Wednesdays. It is a little bit different. It's the Red Dirt Poetry Open Mic.
Ooh, I heard about this.
Wednesdays, it's at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's at the Literati Press Bookshop in the Paseo, 3022 Paseo Drive in Oklahoma City. They do mostly poetry. You get 6 minutes there, but they... welcome all performers, so you can do comedy there or music if you want.
Yeah, I was invited. They were like, hey, you're pretty good. Do you want to come? I think it was Rachel Waters.
Yeah.
Does she run it?
Yeah, they're a part of the open mic. I don't know that that Rachel hosts it or who hosts it exactly, but possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Be sure to check our pod on
Rachel.
That was a really good one.
And then Rachel talks a lot more about that there. So if you're interested in what Red Dirt Poetry is
What I really liked about that pod, if anybody's interested, if you want to go back, it's how to become a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. In your craft.
Yeah.
And it was
a lot of
eye-opening
tips.
Yeah. Good information about, you know, doing your shit.
Yeah. So. Got a lot of good feedback on that, which I appreciate. So that's a great one for poetry. And there's not a lot of poetry opportunities. I mean, I think that most of these two, I mean, you could probably, if you're a poet, and you can go to some of these open mics and practice there too. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a couple of comedy ones on Wednesday as well.
To be honest, I think if you show up and you have a guitar and you want to sing a song, I don't think anybody's going to stop you either.
Right.
But call ahead.
Yeah.
Make sure. I think for the most part.
I mean, everybody's pretty open to these. I mean, it is an open mic. Mm-hmm. It should, you know, it's pretty much... You can get up there and talk about whatever you want. I mean, you don't even have to be a comedian necessarily, I don't think.
Whatever your keystone speech is, you know.
You just want to give a motivational speech.
I would preface by maybe asking the host what content to avoid.
Yeah.
You know, some places have a little bit less reins on what you could say,
right.
Which I think is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever's good for the establishment, they hired the people, so, you know. But... That being said, be sure to ask, if you've got a joke that's a little risque, make sure that...
Yeah, you definitely want to just say something beforehand, and it's better to do that than to just risk it and then maybe not get asked back or not be allowed back.
Well, I think for the most part, you just sit in the silence, but that's not bad either, you know? You'll figure it out either way.
So, then we're going to do the Wednesday... Bricktown mic.
So when so Bricktown Comedy Club does a mic Tuesday and Wednesday, same situation, same time. So be sure to check that out on Wednesday. Like I said, that's going to be your most accurate portrayal of what it feels like to be in the club.
One thing I wanted to mention on Bricktown too is like they usually have like a big, I mean, there's usually a big crowd there. You know, it's probably the biggest crowd you're going to find at any open mic, right? Like, especially for the audience that, you know, because it is the biggest club that people will go to just to watch some comedy for free because they don't charge.
Yeah, they don't. So. All you're buying is your drinks. Yeah. They have good food.
Yeah.
The manager, Megan, does a really good job taking care of the place. I don't know, man. I love it. Just like you said, most of the time right before I go up, I was like, David Tell was here.
Yeah. You're just like, wow, that's cool. So yeah, that's the kind of the same deal. Looks like doors are at 6, shows at 7, 4 minutes at Bricktown Comedy Club. Sign up in advance online.
That's right. Yep. Sign up in advance. Or you can do the Lucky Bucket. That's fun too.
Same. So it's there's same rules apply Tuesday and Wednesday.
And on that same night, when you're done at Bricktown, you can run over to Ballers.
Yeah.
All right. And Ballers is located 2037 South Meridian Avenue.
Similar. Close to the Honky Tonk place.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice. Very high end. You know?
It's a nice place. I've been to a show once there. It's a very nice restaurant.
Yeah. It's a cool little spot. And that is ran by Curtis Newsom and Brandon Kilo again. Like I said, Brandon's, he's out there putting together stuff for us to make us better. So
giving those opportunities.
Yeah, and that's what we like to see. And something that Brandon does is if you're good, he'll put you on a show from his open mic.
I mean, that's like a lot of these things are ran by, people that have power and have these, connections to put on shows. So it's like it's important to show up and do your best and be seen by the producers that are putting together shows.
And Curtis is a hard worker, man. I dig him. Let's see. And sign up is at 9. Show starts at 9:30. They pushed it back a little bit from where they used to be. And then go check out Ballers.
Nice.
Yeah. Same thing. Sign up. There's nothing crazy about that.
And then how much time do you get there? Do you know?
About 4 to 5 minutes. You know, again, if it's not as many people, 7, 10, you know? Nice.
All right. I think that's it for Wednesdays. And now we move on to Thursday nights. And there's a bunch on Thursdays.
Most people get their paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of comedy and a few for music. So let's see. I'll go ahead and start us off with one of the Thursday night I'll just start off with this one because this is not a this is a monthly open mic. It's every first Thursday of the month. It's a very, very fun mic. One of my favorites, probably is my favorite open mic to go to. It's at Factory Obscura, and the open mic night on the Wonder Stage in Factory Obscura in the Wonder Room. Beautiful stage. They have a full PA. I mean, it's just, and they have a sound guy, which is probably the only mic with a dedicated sound guy.
Nice.
Toasted by Jarvix with Make Oklahoma Weirder. And the next one is coming up. It's going to be June 5th. You sign up online in advance. Go to factoryobscura.fun to sign up. And you have to sign up by June 4th, so it's the day before at noon, the first Thursday of the month. And every month they have a theme, and you don't have to go with the theme, but it's kind of fun. A lot of people do, just to kind of give a little inspiration, because a lot of these people will write stuff specifically for this mic, especially musicians and stuff like that. But this month is the theme is Unapologetically You.
Ooh, nice.
So it's fun just to kind of give that little theme to get some inspiration. But check it out. It's like I said, one of my favorite mics to go to. And a lot of musicians, they have a variety though. There's poetry I've seen there. A lot of musicians mostly, because it's ran by Make Oklahoma Weirder, which is very music focused. But you've done comedy there, and Martin Duprost does comedy there.
I love that stage, man. Mm-hmm. It's very like a cool little. The vibe there is obviously a little weird, which is fun.
Just very different for sure.
But it's... the amount of artistry you see come out of there, though, I've seen a lot of really good music, and so it's good to be a part of that. And I like doing that.
The similarly to what you're talking about with Brandon is like, this is a very important one if you're a musician, I think, because Factory Obscura is, I think, one of the establishments in the city that's really holding it down for music, original music in Oklahoma. They put on shows every month, a few times a month at least, of very all original stuff. That's like, if you're an original artist and you're looking to get stage time, you have to do this mic, because the Jarvix and Lindsay Cox from Stepmom, she does all the booking for Factory Obscura, so, and they're there every week. So if you wanna get on their stage, you go to this mic and do your best and impress them, and you're gonna get some good opportunities. I've seen that happen so many times. Nice. Like most of their artists that they feature on these big shows come from this mic. So yes, it's super important to do. I've been telling everybody that lately.
That's how it worked when we were younger. I mean, the mics is where you found shows.
Yeah,
where you
for
found
sure.
people to
found networking and stuff like that. But yeah, like I said, this is hugely important for that, because like I said, the Factory Obscura, and I would say the other one is the Opolis in Norman, is like two of the kind of best places to play for or go to for original music.
Is there a mic in Leopolis?
No, not that I know of. They should be, but it's a lot of work. So maybe one day somebody will do something there. Because, there's not a ton in Norman. I did find one in Norman that I'll shout out. Oh, no, it was the Blue Bonnet. Did I talk about that one? Uh-oh. I forgot one.
When was that?
On Mondays.
Mondays? Okay.
I thought I did. Maybe I did. Yeah, I did. Did I?
Just in case. Blue Bonnet on Monday.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the only Norman mic that I found.
That's a music mic too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if we didn't do it on Mondays at the Blue Bonnet Bar at 8 p.m., they're doing a mic there. It's 321 East Main Street in Norman. I don't have too much more information, but Blue Bonnet's a great stage. It's got PA, full PA, and nice stage. Good local kind of dive bar vibes. So
nice, dude. Nice.
So all right. And then go ahead. What's the first Thursday one for comedy?
All right. On Thursday, we have the second longest running mic in Oklahoma. It's Thursday night comedy at JJ's Alley. 7 p.m. sign up, 7:30 show. This mic goes on for 2 hours. That's how popular this is. This mic is the comedian hang. Mm-hmm. If you can come out there, we get a little buzzed. We smoke a little weed. All right. And we have a good time. All right. And the thing is about JJ's is fun. It's like it's equated often by the community as the deadlift of comedy. All right. So here's the thing that happens at JJ's. And if you go and you don't have a good set, it's not your fault, kind of. All right. So the thing is JJ's is more like waves in an ocean, and people come in and out. People are there. It's comedians in the back, usually at the beginning. Mostly comics, but people come in because it's downtown, right? And people are hanging out on a Thursday. A lot of people were down coming in from the hotels.
Yeah, similarly to we were talking about those clubs on or the mics that are on Meridian. There's a lot of tourists. I mean, JJ's is a very tourist-heavy place, and they were saying that when I was there for the music mic too. Is like they have a lot of people from out of town that just pop in because it's in Bricktown. It's right by the hotels, and a lot of people go to Bricktown and stay there when they're in town. So
Well, it's a very popular bar too. I mean, if you look it up online, it's one of the first ones that pop up. So when you're downtown, so it's a great spot. The best part about it is, like I said, it's like the deadlift. So you go up there, you may do your set, and you had an active crowd who was paying attention, and then you get down and the next person comes up and they just disengage, went and got a drink, talked to a friend, and it completely changes terrain between sets. So you have to re-get them back. So you have to learn to get people, have them pay attention, and then keep them. And that's the beautiful thing about JJ's, because as soon as it's unapologetic, as soon as you're like, you say something, they're like, okay, I'm back over here. You know, like,
or as soon as you lose them.
As soon as you lose them. As soon as you lose them. Now, the fun thing about this is actually hosted by Michael Dunn. It was previously hosted by Leo Mendes. And then what Michael likes to do is he likes to do guest hosts. And so he'll pick people out. If you do a good job, he finds it, you know, he'll pick you out, or you can usually ask and you can do, you can host, you can learn to host at JJ's.
I was going to say, it's like, it sounds like that these guys are just lazy, but it's
well, he's
like,
there.
But no, but I don't think that's that what it is, because I think you want to give, I mean, hosting is a whole skill in itself.
It
and if you've never done it before, you have to practice that also. So it is a great opportunity. Similar with Twisters, these rotating guest hosts is very good for people that want to do that and get better at it, because then you can go, I mean, hosting is a whole thing. You can just be a host at Bricktown and just, you know, and just kind of make that your thing. If you're
really
good at it.
It's its own monster.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest things that helped me in the beginning was Leo. I would ask him and he would let me host JJ's fairly often, and it worked. Like I, and then that's kind of how I practiced before I did,
Put it
Lively.
In it. Yeah, and Lively.
And then I cut my teeth on that. It's a very different animal. You know, you don't really get to sit in your persona a lot when you're hosting, but you get the opportunity to be on stage more and play,
like,
in between.
There's a lot more work involved because it's like you have to remember people's names and and remember all these announcements and things like that. I mean, when you're at Bricktown, that's like very, very important.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the guy's name. I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but I did it.
I'm sure every host has done that at least once.
Point, Well.
But, yeah.
Try not to.
For sure.
If you can. But, yeah, like I said, that one's a great one. Like I said, 7 p.m. sign up, 7:30 show. You get about 4 minutes. It runs 2 hours. It's just super fun time. All right. And then right after that is Comedy Rumble.
Yeah.
At Twister.
This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
This is another, it's an open mic, but it's a little bit different than.
Yeah. It's more like your Kill Tony-esque kind of vibe without, I mean, it feels more accepting. You know, Kill Tony's almost like. Yeah, and nothing wrong with it. It's just I don't think anybody's gonna let you crap on them during their open mic set, you know. So, but for the most part, what it is like an interview. I did one where I was on the panel. So there's usually three people on the panel. I think Michael Dunn is hosting this one again, and he kind of changes in and out the people that are on the panel. So So we were there. What would you would do your set? Usually be about 3 minutes or so, 4 minutes. And then we would have like an interview section where we just kind of talk and then have a good time. You sit down and then we kind of come back up. So it's fun. And it's a really great time. It's more camaraderie.
Yeah.
If you're
just kind of more involving, you know, it's a little bit more, I like that too. Cause I think that's kind of interesting to see in some of these shows and even showcases. That's like that kind of panel of judges or whatever it is that they kind of, interact with the and kind of just talk about what, you know, what just happened, you know, and kind of like point it out and just make fun of it or whatever. I think it's cool.
But yeah, we ended up having like four dancers come in and a few other people. It was fun, dude. Even Aaron White did a set.
I saw him do that open mic too, that when we were there. So okay, what is that for that? Because on Thursdays, I got a couple of music ones too on Thursdays. So Thursday night. So yeah, these are every week as far as I can tell, but there's a couple that I found. I just, like I said, did as much research as I could to find some. I haven't been to either of these. Core 4 Brewing is one that's kind of near downtown off of like Sheridan. Is the district called the West Village in Oklahoma City, but it's every Thursday at 6 p.m. Sign up. It starts at 6. The host is an artist called Random Citizen, and I think is like a guitar player and singer. They get 15-minute sets here music. So it's
that
really
includes setup.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know exactly, but I assume that they have PA and. You can probably plug in your guitar, so you probably don't need an amp if you have an electric guitar or whatever. But like I said, I'm not sure. I just found this just to, when I was looking for mics to talk about. But what I heard, though, is that it's usually packed. I mean, I'm always curious about some of these places because it's like, okay. Or even for me, if I wanted to go and check it out, it's like, how, you know, a lot of times I'll show up to some mics and it's like, oh, I'm excited to see what it's like. And then there's like just no one there and just kind of weird vibes. You're like, I don't know if this is worth my time. But from what I read, some comments online that this is a pretty popular one. So check that out if you're looking for a mic opportunity on Thursdays. Another one that I found that's a little bit, because there's a lot of these mics out there that are more like jam sessions for like these blues and country artists, which is great. I just didn't want to get too much into the weeds with that because I'm just not really a part of that community, or I've never even done like a jam session. I should. I think it'd be fun. But this one I think is more of a real mic, but it's along those lines. But this is a place that we've actually played at, Margarita Island in Oklahoma City. It's on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And it's hosted by a group called the Band from Buzzard Hill. Is a band that kind of puts it together, I think, every week. And this is another one I was mentioning earlier, that they have a drawing. So performers are entered into a drawing to win a free amp and guitar. So, exactly.
Write that down.
Similarly, to, like I said, that I mean, it's probably like one of those starter kits, but which is great if you need something like that. But this is at 8139 Northwest 10th Street in Oklahoma City. So, yeah, we played there. Margarita Island's been out there for a long time.
Long time. We used to do a mic there, a comedy mic.
Was there?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
For a little bit there was.
Yeah, cool.
By Brandon Kilo.
Okay, yeah, I think I do remember that, hearing about that. But yeah, Margarita Island, it's a great little dive bar out there. It's a kind of biker bar. So if you're interested in that community, like I said, I'm sure it's heavily blues and country bass, which is a lot of music here in Oklahoma City. But yeah, one of them that I just wanted to shout out just because we're familiar with that bar a little bit because we played there way like 10 years over 10 years ago
back in the good old days.
So that was fun
when the knees weren't hurt
and really good. I always thought I like that place. Is it's like they have like just all these, I don't drink anymore, but they have all these different margarita drinks and flavor, like frozen margaritas that you can get. So it's very good drinks out there. So
yeah, good crew out there. They're real friendly.
So that's it for Thursdays.
You got anything Friday?
No mics. Oh, yeah, there is one on Friday.
On Friday? Yeah.
It's actually a comedy mic. Well, there's a couple, actually, on the open mic website. But this is a brand new mic. I think this is going to be the second one. It's a monthly mic. It's monthly every second Friday. It's going to be at Bookish. Open Bookish. An open mic at Bookish Bookstore. It's over off of Western. This mic is ran by my very good friends, the Martin Dupross.
Yay.
It's at 1005 Northwest 36th Street. So that's over by like Guest Room Records and stuff, okay, like 36 and Western. I haven't been because unfortunately this is going to be almost every month the same day as Put a Cork in It.
I want to go.
So it's tough, but open mic. Martin Dupross used to run a mic last year. They stopped doing that. So it's really nice to see them come back with one. So I think they have a very kind of a nice, tight community that they've kind of fostered and put together that's very nice. But comedy, poetry, music, or whatever.
Very welcoming, good crew.
So that's at 7 p.m., second Fridays at Bookish.
All right.
And then, there's one more on, where you going? Yeah, go right? ahead.
Yeah, there's another one on Friday. This is a weekly mic. This is ran by John Groth. Yes. It's Thunderbuds Dispensary Open Mic Comedy. That's Friday. Sign up is at 7. Show is at 7:30. You get 5-minute sets or 8 minutes for the purchase or donation of $3 or more.
Nice.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, you can buy a couple of joints, you know, for yeah, a few bucks.
It's and then, nice if you just need to restock, mm-hmm, just go there on a Friday.
Oh, and for the mic itself, you do not need to have a card. So you can go into the room and do that and all that. Or you can just donate the $3 if you want to get that extra 8 minutes.
That's a good,
so that's how you can
get
work around
that. For that. Yeah,
that is 419 South Telephone Road in Moore, Oklahoma.
Okay,
And John Groth is holding it down, doing a good job with that.
Thunderbuds Dispensary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. This is a little bit, I like that there are these opportunities that if you live further south and you don't necessarily want to go up to Edmond to do Twisters, you know, it's a far drive, but there's options that are closer to you, I think, if you can't afford maybe to drive all the way across the city.
Well, I mean, if you live in Moore, hotshot over, do your set, and then hang out, and then come back home, it's a lot better than having to go to Bricktown and be there for 2 hours.
Right.
So
that's one. And then there's one more on here. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about this one?
I've never been. Are you talking about the
CAP
one? Yeah, no, I have nothing. I don't know anything about it. But I know that Eric E-Rock the Mic is doing it, hosted by E-Rock, but it's another Friday mic. It's a looks pretty good. Haven't heard much about it, but I'm gonna try to hit
new,
this one
because I haven't seen it either. But this mic is where is it at?
It is 5900 South Shield Boulevard. Doesn't really mention much other than the open mic aspect of it. Comedians, poets, spoken word, dirty or clean, and it starts at 8:30 and goes to 10 p.m.
Is now, 59 South Shields. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah.
5900 South. So you remember that old metal club that was down on Shields that Josh played at? It's that club.
Oh, Shields. Yeah, I think I remember
South
that.
Shields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, this is like off topic completely, but for whatever reason, the name popped in my head and I haven't thought about it in years. Was it Big Papa's Poorhouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's it. Yeah, I was like, is that it? That's
funny. Yeah, I think that is it. Yeah, that's where we saw Josh play, my brother.
Okay.
He played, he was in a band.
Speaking of the metal scene,
Brutalis.
I've got an episode coming out all about the metal scene in Oklahoma City with the band Bugnog that I'm going to have, well, I had on the podcast. It'll be coming out.
Go get
out.
The shirt. No, anyways, they got a cool shirt.
Yeah, we showed it off.
It's super good.
Yeah. Well, check out the episode. It'll be out probably in 1 week from this episode.
Yeah,
so
nice.
I think that's it.
That is all I have.
I do have one more that's because there's no mics on Saturdays. Saturday is not an open mic night. But there is a new one on Sunday that I wanted to talk about because it's brand new. It's for music focused. So this one is going to be at Two Doors Down. It's a little place I haven't heard of, but I know the area. It's like a Britain and Penn area. There's like a little shopping center in there. Anyways, Two Doors Down. It's every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Sign up at 5:30. And this is hosted by Kendrick McKinney, who is like one of the premier jazz players in the city. I mean, if you're into the jazz scene at all, you definitely know who Kendrick McKinney is. Mm-hmm. And it's at 9207 North Penn in Oklahoma City. And so, Josh had showed me this mic last Sunday was, I think, the first one. So it's definitely, hopefully we'll start getting some traction. But he said that, I was like, when he said it was Kendrick, I was like, oh, so it's jazz. But then he told me, he was like, no. They specifically said no jazz. So it's like,
that's so funny.
Because that community is, from what I've heard, very not the most welcoming to other styles, or for sure, if you're, you know what I mean? Like, if you show up to a jazz jam, you better know how to play jazz.
Yeah.
Cause they're going to let you know. So that's why I was like thinking that's what it was at first, but no, this is like they want to steer away from that and kind of get into more of the, I think it's mostly acoustic, but, Kendrick is a piano player. So I think he's got a piano there. I saw he posted. So if you're a piano player and want to play some music out there. I'm sure you could do that. So nice. Yeah, that's a good one on Sundays. And I do know there are a lot of Sundays is a big jam night for music in a lot of places. I know there's some places in Mustang, I think, that do a jazz night.
This episode of Rhythm and Wit was brought to you by Campbell & Son Electric, Oklahoma City's trusted one-truck electrical contractor with over 20 years of experience in the field. Whether it's upgrading your home's electrical service, troubleshooting issues, or tackling small commercial projects, Campbell & Son Electric delivers top-notch work with care and attention you'd expect from a family business. Servicing areas like Dell City, Edmond, Yukon, Mustang, and beyond, they're your go-to for reliable expert service. Need help with your next project? Visit CampbellAndSonElectric.com today and get it done right the first time. Campbell & Son Electric, brightening Oklahoma, one wire at a time.
So that's all for the mics, I think, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's all we have for the mics. I think we can talk about a few things that I thought would might be fun to go over would be like kind of unwritten rules and etiquette of a mic.
Yeah, like that.
I've been, one of the reasons why I think we did this was because I've personally been hearing a lot of people wanting to come do comedy and I try to invite as many people out because it's really fun. And the more people that are into it, the more people that bring people, the more,
and grow the community.
That's
itself.
Right. And the best thing you can do in that way is help people usher them in. So one of the things that, showing up on time, just show up on time, try to be there before, kind of meet the host. If you haven't met him before, kind of ask him what the deal is, what you need to know, what you need, especially for music, you know, how you're going to set up, if the setup is part of the music time.
That's a big thing for the Factory Obscura one, because they do allow kind of, not necessarily like full bands or full even drum kits. They definitely don't want to deal with that, but they will let you do some minimal kit setups and kind of bring your band. But if you do that, definitely they ask that you let them know. And that's like when you sign up, there's like a whole form that will ask those questions. So, but yeah, I've played there with a 3-piece band once at Factory Obscura, and they're very accommodating as long as you let them know ahead of time.
Yeah. So yeah, that was show up on time. Don't burn the light. So what that means is don't run over your time. If somebody, usually what they'll do is before a minute before, I think for musicians, it's like you get 2 songs. They'll tell you how many songs you get.
Roughly. I mean, like in some of these mics, like what an interesting that I found out for music is like, they'll give you 15, 20 minutes.
That's a lot of time, dude. That's a lot of time.
But yeah.
But yeah, so you got that for comedians. That's probably more important just because, you know, it's somebody's sitting there. They're going to give you a light at 1 minute. You kind of wrap it up. If you stay on and keep burning the light, that's kind of disrespectful to the people ahead of you.
But that's a whole rule for all stand-up. I mean, you want to never do that even when you're performing a show or a showcase or whatever.
Yeah. Do your time. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Let's see. So there's one thing that I do kind of have, like, this is kind of a toss up. We can kind of talk about it. It's whether you or not you should stay for the whole show.
Oh yeah.
I believe that mics, you get out of them what you put into them. So if you're an attentive, you're paying attention, you're reacting, you know, you're clapping, you're invested, you're, you know, you buy a drink, you kind of talk to people. Other people will do the same for you typically.
Yeah.
Now that's not everywhere. You know, maybe not every time, but for the most part, you get more and you get to enjoy it more if you take those steps.
Well, I think it's some going along those lines. I mean, like you were saying, you get more if you watch everyone, you're going to hopefully learn something from watching a comic that you've never seen before and take notes and like, it's like, oh, I like the way they did this. Maybe I should try that. So it's like you're only kind of hurting yourself if you don't pay attention and kind of watch other people, you know. So I think that's important. But I do think that, I don't know, there's definitely plenty of reasons why people can't stay for the whole mic. That
for sure.
Like, you can't necessarily blame people for not being able to stay, especially if you're trying to do, I do think it, in the comedy world for sure, it's like with these nights where there are multiple mics going on, it's like you're trying to hit multiple ones. So it's understandable why a lot of people will leave and dip out.
I'm of that same mind. Yeah. Like, I'm okay. Like, you're going to go do another mic. You're going to do something that, like, I think it's okay. Mm-hmm. You just kind of stay for a couple after you're done, maybe 2 or 3 if you can,
also,
and then run to the next one. But the what you're doing, like with that time that you're there, being an attentive and good audience member, I think that is the important. With the time you're there, make it good quality, and then kind of go.
And I was going to say too is like just buying something from the establishment is important, and you know, having a drink at least one drink at wherever it is, because a lot of these places are, you know, they have these mics. Because from the business perspective, from the business owner, they want to sell drinks. They want to bring people in on a night that's slow, you know, on Tuesday, Monday nights. And it's like if they're, you know, I think I've seen this happen before for sure, is like where businesses get upset that, okay, they have a room full of people, but they're not doing any sales. So it's like, well, why are they doing this? You know? So it's a, I think it's that's something I've always tried to do and still always most of the time, I don't even drink, but like every time I go to a place, I always at least buy something, one thing or maybe two, like a soda or whatever.
Well, when I wasn't drinking, I started back, and the, I'd get a pineapple juice.
Like I always get a Diet Coke. I mean, at least.
And then throw some money in the till for the tip. The
bartenders, because they're there, like they're probably miserable because it's, you know, they might be having to work on a night that they, you know, necessarily aren't.
Well, what do you think about this? Like one of the things that I think we run into sometimes is the content of our jokes. Can potentially run off patrons or make it to where patrons avoid that time frame. So what I've noticed is like sometimes you'll have, you know, a bunch of, I mean, and you don't mean to, maybe you just, they signed up and they signed up back to back. You know, you got four comics, pretty dirty, pretty risque, you know, throwing out stuff, you know, and something, I think it's a balance, you know, cause one, the goal is to sell drinks, you know, not for you, but for the business. That's why they brought you there. And eventually you'll find out if you're not doing that job.
Because, well, that's the thing. It's like, that's why I said, like, I've definitely seen that happen where it's like mics will stop, not necessarily because the people don't want to support it or show up for it. It's because the venue is like, we can't keep doing this because, you know, we're having to pay the bartender. We're having to pay the lights being on. Some places aren't even open during that time and they, you know, want to have that open for that opportunity, but if it's not worth it for the venue, so that's important too. I would even say like try to encourage that if you're a performer, tell other people to help support and buy a drink or whatever.
But yeah, that's something you can do. I always like that discussion of, you know, content versus business owner expectations because I mean, each business is different. So the content that's acceptable within that business is different. You know, if you're going into somebody's house and they tell you to take off your shoes, you got to take off the shoes if you want to go in that house.
If you want to be invited back.
If you're paying the bills, sure, you can do whatever the hell you want. But until you're paying that $1,000, $1,500 a month, maybe just be respectful of their time. But you know, or say the N-word, see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you never know. I mean, there's definitely been cases where mics have been shut down because of the inappropriate behavior and stuff like that from the performers. I mean, that's happened a lot. And not so much, I guess it hasn't happened in a while, but I can think of a few years ago that going on quite a bit.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody, it could change in a night. You know, it could change in a night. The idea is to consistently go up and be kind to the workers there to where they know, like, well, that's not how they are normally. You know, that's not how they're going to
be.
But yeah, that's something I was, I thought it was kind of an interesting thing. So what's a good way, performing versus just watching, right? Say you're performing, what do you like to feel off the crowd if they're connected? And if you're watching, how do you like to feel connected? How do you like to be connected? Like, what's ways you can be a good audience member for a performer?
I mean, pay attention. I think that's one thing. And like, because that's something we were talking about, like JJ's and mostly these bars that are like, that do, I mean, I definitely showcases at bars. I mean, in my opinion, is one of the worst things, but
it's tough.
I mean, I've, from what I've seen and as an audience member, even because it's like some audience members do are there for the show, but then the whole bar is loud and being disrespectful. So even as an audience member and definitely for the performers, it sucks. But like, even as someone that wants to watch the show, it's harder to enjoy because these people are over here having their own conversations and drinking and carrying on, which, like I said, that's, I mean, I think that depends on some of the venues and things like that. But like at JJ's, for instance, it's like that's definitely a whole part of it.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. To me, it does suck. Like I said, as an audience member, it's like, I like it to be quiet, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to watch. Oh, because we did that show at in Midwest City. What was it? Bamboo Room.
Yeah.
And then that's a bar, right? And then you're doing the Big Bamboo comedy show now, and it's like, but there, so it was so weird because it's like they were very, very there. Everyone was there for the show, and they wanted to be there for the show. Mm-hmm. And they were like shushing themselves.
They were shushing themselves. Yeah.
Just like blew my mind.
The owner is very like adamant. Like, yeah. Hey, she had her waitresses going around like, hey, yeah, be quiet, right. Shushing people. Mm-hmm. I had a buddy who showed up, did a lot of talking. I had to be like, hey, man, you know, yeah, we're doing a thing here.
Right.
But the thing is it's when somebody's is invested again, it's the investment. They're investing the money, time.
It's even funny about that, because that's a free show.
Yeah, it's a free show. Yeah. Well, it's, she paid.
Crazy.
Bamboo Room's paying.
Yeah. So they're making sure.
It's the best quality, mm-hmm, and she wants to make it a place.
Yeah.
Where it's known for comedy. Mm-hmm. It's Midwest City in Oklahoma. Yeah. It's a little offshoot from OKC. It's, mm-hmm, right down the street from where I live. And they don't have stuff like this.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're bringing a thing that they don't have, and we have to teach them how to act during this thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I think we've done two there. I think the third one, we're getting actual sign that says, please be quiet during the show. And then she's going to have little stands on the tables. Mm-hmm. And we're going to emphasize that at the beginning
of
the show.
Though. That's a good thing to kind of, mm-hmm, I mean, that definitely could go a long way with, you know, a lot of other places if they kind of put those practices.
Well, look how successful it's been.
Yeah.
With full attention. Mm-hmm. We shut down the bar. We turn off the lights. No darts. Yeah. No pool. No nothing. Yeah. You know, no TVs. Which the TV is the worst.
Yeah.
I hate competing with TV.
Definitely.
You know?
That's always something that, I mean, if you're getting into running a mic and stuff like that, we could talk about that
did you do that on purpose?
No, but, well, we can get into this announcement here in just a second, but I was going to say, because I've seen this has happened when you were doing Lively, I think, and stuff like that. I mean, when you're just starting it out. And it's like, oh, we gotta remember to tell them to turn the TVs off, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something that you kind of have to. But yeah, I mean, if you're out there wanting to start a mic, there's a lot that goes into just running it and making, mm-hmm, sure, trying to make it that environment that you want. But yeah. You want to take it away?
Yeah, I guess I thought you did it on purpose. I thought you were like, oh, and
that's
here we
good,
go.
It's a good segue.
That's a good segue, dude. We didn't even mean to. We have really exciting news. Mm-hmm. Liz and I are starting an open mic.
Yay.
At Put a Cork in It Winery. Yeah.
Yay.
Wednesday nights. It's, mm-hmm, going to be from 8 to probably 9:30,
yeah,
8 to 9:30, if we have enough people.
Yeah, we'll see.
And this is a special because it's a riff mic.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're basically taking comedy on the spot, and, mm-hmm, we're just making it. Everybody gets a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I will be picking people for comedy on the spot from this.
Exactly.
That's
something. This is interesting. This is the first mic that you've ever attempted. Which, like I said, when, mm-hmm, you told me about that, I was really nervous. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. I think it's important. You got to try it eventually. Yeah. So
I'm very fortunate that I have a good support. Yeah. So I got Liz. She's going to be able to be there if I can't. And then we've got Michael Dunn, Leo Mendes, Ben Griffith, and along with, you know, it'll, eventually once we get it established, it'll be one of those that we're going to have a rotating host.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this too after you told me this. I think that a lot of mics struggle in the beginning because it's brand new. Mm-hmm. Nobody maybe knows about it or whatever. But I feel like, I mean, everybody, most of the comedians that, you know, that you work with for sure have done shows at Put a Cork in It. They, mm-hmm, know what it's like. I think this is going to be really popular, hopefully, and especially now, you know, hopefully we can get the word out and get people interested and have a good turnout from the start.
Well, my plan is to make it more like a game. So the idea is that people will want to show up and sign up, even, mm-hmm, if they're not comedians, because it'll just be fun. So
it'll
what we're going to do
different than
at the beginning of the, mm-hmm, sign up, we're going to have some paper off to the side with our bucket. And then you're going to write down, and I got this idea from Ben Griffith. Thank you, Ben. Adjective noun. So, mm-hmm, like stinky shoes, throw it in there. Okay. You do three of those. And then everybody will do that. When you get up and do the set, you will pick one of those and you have to do it, mm-hmm, for 90 seconds, or you can work with the crowd, or you can just come up stuff with the top of your head, but I'll hit a bell and then you pick another one.
Mm-hmm.
You get one pass. With that pass, you can put it down and then the next comedian can pick it up if they want to use it. Mm-hmm. And so what it is, it's more of just like a game of playing versus I want to take away the fear of messing up. Mm-hmm. So we get in there and we have a good time.
And then how long are the sets? Did you mention that?
They're typically about 4 or 5 minutes, depending on how many people get there.
So probably like maybe 3 topics each.
But that's one of the things that I noticed for myself and others in comedy on the spot is that they will bounce from one topic to the next. Mm-hmm. And now that makes sense. But if you're going bop, 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 mm-hmm. just kind of sit there, live with it, explore it a little bit more and mm-hmm. squeeze something out of it before you move to the next. It'll help you work that muscle.
I like it. Especially for specifically for comedy on the spot, because this is a great way to build those skills and get more confident and have a better show for that show, I think.
That's right.
In the end.
I think the for me, I've noticed every time somebody does a comedy on the spot, they get better in their comedy.
Yeah.
Like one of the things, people I have on multiple times, like Cody Troutman or John McMillan, or, you know, different like Liz or me, I've been on there a bunch. I've it's stretched my muscle where I can be comfortable even when I know at some point I'm going to find something funny and I can just trust that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I think when now what we're going to do is try to give that practice in a smaller scale to all of the comics.
Yeah. It's like an opportunity to try it because a lot of comics probably are. Maybe they're interested in doing comedy on the spot, but they're like scared because it is very completely different, especially if you're not that kind of comic. You know, there's people that probably, I don't know, I imagine there are comics that you've asked that just said no
to comedy on the spot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
People, once they see, I show them the videos of the stuff we've done and they're like, that looks like a lot of fun. But they're always, and me too, always scared because you can't prepare. The only way I found to prepare is to just free write and try to be funny and then just whatever you can come up, make connections. That's it. It's all just, it's you in a conversation. How are you funny? You know, and that's bringing that alive on stage.
So, is there a name for the show yet, or just...
No, I haven't got anything just yet. I'll figure it out, but...
Anyway.
Riff Raff?
But, I mean, this is great, because, like I said, everybody knows who you are. I feel like this is going to be a big draw for a lot of comics to come out, and especially on a Wednesday. I mean, we just went through them all, but it is kind of one of those days that there are maybe less.
You got Bricktown.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you can't get on Bricktown. Right. You'll be able to get this one, and then after you'll be able to go to Ballers. So it kind of settled it right there in the middle. We were very fortunate that Jess and Micah were looking for something to put there.
And they
love us. So we're very grateful to them for letting us do it. And then for us, it's going to start in June.
Okay.
We're going to see how it goes over the summer.
Is there a date yet?
The first week of June.
Okay.
So first Wednesday.
June. Yeah. Okay.
And then we're going to do it every week. And then we're going to kind of see how it goes over the summer. If it continues to go good, it's well established and people are enjoying it, then we're going to keep it moving. One of the main reasons why we can't do it not that we can't, but it's more difficult because we have school.
And so if we
got people helping us, like if Liz can go, or if, you know, we have other friends who can set it up, then that'll help us out a lot.
And it'll be a good trial run to see how it goes. And hopefully we'll continue on after that. So that's awesome.
All right.
So everybody look out for the new open mic at Put a Cork in It, our favorite place.
That's right.
All right. Is there anything else? I think we probably wrapped up.
I think that's it, man. This is perfect.
So we're going to do some promos for some upcoming shows.
All right.
For this month, because it's a new month, the month of May. Let's see. Today is the day of the show of the podcast release.
So. Yeah. So that works out. All right. This is what we have. Put a cork in it. Comedy showcase. We have headline. Oh, at Put a Cork in It Winery. That's going to be Friday, May 9th, 7 PM. Those are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. That's downtown OKC. We have Connie Lee.
Improv.
She's from the improv. We have JJ Wood.
On your shirt.
Oh, yeah. JJ Wood.
Great JJ.
I'm a fan and a friend. And then we got Big A Russell. Yeah, he's from out of Texas. He's coming back. He's actually going to do a set for us here at Put a Cork in It Winery. Last time he did comedy on the spot and absolutely killed it.
He's amazing.
And we have the very funny Tulsa comedian Sondra Slade coming too. So we're very excited, man.
We got to see her at Blue Whale last year. Yeah. And she was like, because I know she's a Tulsa comic, but she feels like, it feels like she's like bigger than, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a bigger state, a presence than that. Like very, very professional, very funny. Can't wait to see her and what she can do.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this show. We had somebody back out, which was unfortunate, but we were able to luckily get Sondra on short notice.
Oh, okay.
And, cool. And you know, I'm liking bringing in these people that we don't necessarily see here in OKC,
yeah, for sure.
Like Big A or Sondra, and then giving people the opportunity like Connie Lee, and then what, an old standard who's been doing it for, you know, 5 years, I think now, JJ Wood, you know, he works at Bricktown regularly, very good, very capable.
Also, check out the JJ Wood, Keeping It Wood podcast with JJ Wood. I've been every episode now I listen to, it's like a new episode, bam.
Let's go.
Like, it's he's funny. One of the best. I don't know, it's great listening.
It's very unique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all him.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. I mean, we've already talked about him on the podcast or that show in particular, but it's very just fun and just a chill vibe and just like, it's like hanging out with JJ, which is great.
Which is the best. Yeah.
So yeah, can't wait for that show.
All right.
So in the next one, I'll shout out is gonna be, okay, so we've got an group art show at Mycelium Gallery coming up. This for the month of May. This is a very interesting one and totally coincidence, but this month's theme is aliens versus robots.
Oh yeah, that's
so they're gonna do. It's gonna be May 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. At Mycelium Gallery. It's a $10 entry fee for the opening reception to check out the art on the first night. And it's going to be exciting because I love like sci-fi. Like they did a sci-fi themed show, I think in the beginning of this year, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. And I love like space art of all kinds. So this is going to be very cool to see what people come up with for this theme. And yeah, it just so happens that we used to play in a band called Aliens vs. Robots. Which, like I said, they didn't know when they put this together.
Well, she talked to me.
Yeah, she had messaged us about maybe using some of the music or something.
She said she's going to play some of our music while we're there or while it's happening. But I was up there. I'm actually working on some stuff for them, doing the electrical. Mm. And she was like, I listen to y'all's stuff.
Yeah.
You're a good singer. I was like, why are you surprised?
Nobody knows. Yeah, nobody knows. Most people don't even know that you're a musician at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's like, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun, dude. We did that, and then she said she listened to it, and she was gonna put it on. I was like, man, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I
they've
love
got
that.
They're gonna have DJ Ex Machina there,
nice,
performing his stuff during the show, which is he's usually at the shows playing. So yeah, this is gonna be. Let's see, they've got something here. 2816 North Penn, May 17th from 7 to 9. This show will run from May 17th to June 15th.
Nice.
So the entries have already closed, so you won't be able to apply, but hopefully you can come out and check out the art for that. All right.
And Liz has got some stuff in there, too. She's got a spot in there.
Yeah, she could do. I mean, I don't know. Is she going to be in the group show? Or
I think so. She said she has her art there, and she's been working on spacey stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because she does the watercolor space stuff, so I wonder if she's entered some of her stuff for the actual show itself.
Jazz been doing classes over there, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
So let's see. That's what I've got for that weekend, and then... So you got the 23rd is the next show. You want to go for that one?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing it again, guys. Put a cork in it. Comedy on the Spot, Friday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. That's right. That's at Put a Cork in It Winery. Tickets for this are 10 in advance, 15 at the door. And we have a crazy lineup. It's Andrew Patterson.
Yeah.
He's been killing it lately. He's been working his butt off.
Comedy on the Spot yet.
But we got Andrew Patterson, Jeremy Link, Curtis Newsom, Liz Campbell, my wife, and Raven Burris, as well as me. I'll be hosting. And what I've been doing lately is leaving a spot open for if anybody passes through town that they can jump on. Also, comedians, if you're in the crowd, sometimes I'll just pick you out. So that's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, you had Bryce on.
I did have Bryce. One of our comedians ended up not being able to make it. Right. So Bryce was able to step in. Very fortunate there. And he did a great job. Yeah.
Yeah, this is, when you posted this lineup, I was like, I think most of these people haven't done it before, except one name that I thought was interesting. This is the return of Raven Burris.
That's right.
She was on the first Comedy on the Spot.
Yeah. Well, she comes from the improv world. She's with POC4. Mm-hmm. And I know I've said this a lot, but eventually I want to have them out to kind of have their own improv night.
Yeah.
We'll probably do that towards the end of the year.
That'd be great. Yeah, just to have a showcase of them at Put a Cork in it.
Yeah, awesome. And I'd like to get people from improv, like Chance Del Fuego is a part of that, and I think his brother too, which Paul, he's super funny. Who else? Who else is from that world? Ben Griffith does improv. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the improv people—they work a little different. It's a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they're more interconnected.
Yeah, I think when they do their stuff. I think from what I can tell, it's like a lot more skills that they work on to kind of foster that kind of improvisation. So it's like, especially working together with people, I think that you kind of learn how to do that stuff a lot. And because they teach it, you can sign up and take classes at OKC Improv.
That's right. As soon as my kids are out of my house, I'm going. I'm going to take some classes.
Yeah. Get some of those skills.
But yeah, I'm super excited for that one. I love these. These always feel really good. They stretch you, and then the crowd interaction. It's my favorite part, honestly, man. Mm-hmm. The jokes are just an excuse to get up there.
Yeah, it's always a wild crowd and usually a wild time. Because like I was talking to somebody about this, but They'll be getting nasty up there. People bring up some nasty topics. Yeah. It's just fun because it's like, you know.
Last time was pretty real. The daughter of a mother. Yeah. Remember, she was like, "Hey, say this."
Yeah.
And then the mother said it as loud as she could because she didn't think it was anything. And then Bryce went off. He was like, "You know about this?" Like, you.
Hilarious.
When was the last time you did that?
Talking about some dirty sex. Yeah. Stuff.
But it was funny and it was a good time. So you guys be sure to come out.
Check it out, Comedy on the Spot. Mm-hmm. So then. Well, we've got the next night.
That's right.
You've got another one.
That's right. We've got the Big Bamboo Comedy Show, the most successful show in Midwest City. This is Saturday, May 24th, 9:30 p.m. I don't think there is another one, is there? That's why I said it. But like I said, that's it. May 24th. 9:30 p.m. We shut down the bar. We turn all the chairs forward. They have drink specials and they're doing free food.
Yeah. Okay. Pizza,
you show up, you buy a beer, you eat some free food, you get some laughs, and you hang out with us and have a good time. You can't beat that. It's a free show.
That was a really good crowd, especially if you're in the area. I mean, I think that's the whole point is like, come to your local bar for a good comedy. And you know, you're bringing in some of the best comedians in the city.
Is that what you're saying? Who's going to be on it? Is that what you said? Yeah. It's going to be me hosting. Katie Alley is going to be doing her thing.
She's gonna kill
Dennis
it.
Maley, Leo Mendes, and Joey Leverett.
Okay.
All right. Joey Leverett, I think this is his first show, so we're super excited to have him on. So he's going to have an opportunity to check that out. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm leaving spaces open in these to allow for people to pass through. So we might get somebody passing through, a comedian to check it out.
We had C.R. Parsons come out.
Man, that was so good. C.R. Parsons killed it.
He was awesome.
I saw him at a few different times, but at Blue Well as well. Yeah. Met up with him and actually got to talk to him instead of just watching his comedy. And he's headlined Bricktown.
Yeah,
he does Looney Bin. It's just so great to be able to get these people.
He was such a professional level. I feel like too. It was really cool to see.
Well, there was a guy that came out of the crowd. This guy was drinking from a pitcher the whole time. Like he was just like, just give me $10 worth of pitcher. Yeah. I'm just gonna drink from that. And then that guy gets up, and I think what he thought was that it was his turn.
Yeah.
but Parsons, I've never CR did this. He handled it so well. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of got him to calm down. He's like, all right, buddy, it's my turn. Yeah. Whenever I'm done, you can come up. And then he kind of messed with him a little bit. And he's like, all right, we're back. And mm-hmm. like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And it was very a beautiful thing cool. to see.
Awesome. So yeah, you don't have to get tickets. Just show up.
Show your ass up.
So yeah, it's gonna be fun. Yeah. I can't wait for that. Okay, so is that all you had for
that's
yours?
That's all I have.
I got a couple more. So
what you got?
One show, big show that I wanted to shout out, and it's a big deal for our friend who we already mentioned, Ray Burris, is producing her first show. It's gonna be May 25th at 12:30 p.m. This is 12:30 at noon.
Okay.
Because I was like, "Is this a noon show?" So it's a brunch show. Is the thing because it's on a Sunday. It's like
nice.
It's gonna be at Shots on Rocks, which is 1122 North Broadway. It's kind of on Automobile Alley.
Okay.
Or by like Hideaway Pizza down there and all those. So. Yeah, and this is a really good lineup she's put together. It's going to be Haley Parker, comedian from Tulsa. We saw at Blue Whale. Olivia Lycan, former podcast guest and drag queen and very funny comic.
Yeah.
Also from Tulsa coming out is Evan Hughes.
God, this is
the great Evan Hughes doing an OKC show again. And then also one of our best friends, Natalie Perez, is going to be on.
God, do not miss this show. That is insane.
And
I will be there.
Of course, Ray is going to be performing. So, yeah, it's going to be brunch time, 12:30, Shots on Rocks, May 25th.
Man.
And this is 21 and up to go because it's a bar. So,
yeah. And everybody that shows up gets a free high five.
And then... last show I wanted to shout out. This is gonna be a little ways out, but I just wanted to get a promo in for it. But it's gonna be June 5th, and it's at Put a Cork in It Winery. We have another edition of Magic and Merlot.
Yeah,
with John Shack. So that's at Put a Cork in It, 1115 East California, Oklahoma City, in Bricktown. It's amazing, amazing stuff that they're doing out there because it's just for similar to comedy, but it's just magic and a totally different vibe. I was telling you about how interesting I always find it. This is the second one this will be probably the third one I'll be a part of, but doing photos for them. But each time it's just so weird to see the difference between the crowd that goes for magic versus comedy in that same space that I've, worked in so many times over the past couple years. So they do it the first Thursday of every month. They have magicians out there. The doors are open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. It is an all ages show. You have to be 21 to enter, and you can get tickets at johnshackmagic.com.
Really?
So get your tickets there. I think that they are $25 for the ticket, but it does come with one glass of wine comes with the ticket price is the way to put it.
$25 bucks?
Yeah.
For that kind of show?
Yeah.
That's great. For the amount of prep work they have to do.
The magicians they have, it's it's so cool.
I haven't had a chance to get out there yet.
Yeah.
Last time I was going to go, but I ended up having a show. I'm going to get some magic in.
Right.
Yeah.
It's super cool and just super different. I mean, especially if you're looking for a nice date night or something like that. Mm-hmm. Is a great opportunity, and
John is very professional, and based on what I've heard, it shows.
He's amazing. Yeah. It's just so just blows me away every time that see how good he is at not only just doing magic tricks, but just being a performer and entertaining presence. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's done comedy and magic for so long.
Yeah, he is billed as a comedian / magician. Is the way he likes to put it. So
yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's it for the upcoming events. For that one's technically June, but for the month of May. Thanks everyone for watching this week. And let us know if you do end up going to these mics for the first time. Let us know what you think. And
send something. Yeah. We'll say it on here. Yeah, you know, yeah. And we'll talk about your experience.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Send us an email if you like. We have an email at rhythmandwit@gmail.com, or you can DM us on rhythmandwit on Instagram. But yeah, that's it for the show. I think we did it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We appreciate you listening.
We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.